Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Did you enjoy Chopin's revolutionary etude? Think about it. The CIA conducting a color revolution on America? Is your doctor for sale to Pfizer or anyone else? A doctor testifies that it's not long COVID he's been treating, rather it's long vax. A quick update on the Fannie trial, Biden versus Israel, and what's going down in Haiti. But first, a few quick mentions. Tyson Foods is laying off Iowans, closing a plant in Perry, laying off something like 1,200 people in a town of something like 6,000. And then they're working hard to hire illegals off of a roster they got from New York City to provide employees for a plant in Tennessee. The jobs come with perks, yeah, including attorneys to help them with their legal defense and time off to attend immigration hearings. Schumer and Jeffries announced $100 million in aid for migrants in New York City, footing the bill for their luxury hotel accommodations. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, conducting a color revolution on America. Now, you might wonder what a color revolution is. For those who don't know, let me explain this to you. It's a regime change operation conducted by the United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, against another country. No, really. The CIA has admitted to conducting seven of these revolutions, the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia in 1989, the Rose Revolution in Georgia, not the United States state, but the country over there and around part of the old Soviet Union in 2003, used, by the way, an election dispute to advance that particular regime change. The Orange Revolution, the first in Ukraine, 2005, November 2004 through January 2005. Anyway, another election dispute-centered regime change. The Tulip Revolution, Kyrgyzstan, 2005, another election dispute type operation. Then there was the Green Revolution. That was in Iran, 2009. And although the CIA was operating in assisting a coup in Iran back in 1953, it goes back that far. There was then the Arab Spring Revolution of 2010. Yeah. CIA had their arms and hands and neck and feet all over that one. But the United States CIA was also behind the regime change in Ukraine in 2014 and the Sunflower Revolution in Taiwan that same year. And I almost forgot the Saffron Revolution in Myanmar, 2007. Yeah, they've been busy. They've done a total of something like 50 of these. This is imperialist behavior. And it was done without the knowledge of the American people. I would like all of you out there in the wide world hearing this to know they did this without our knowledge. We didn't approve of any of this nonsense. This is tantamount to waging war without an act of Congress, which is required by the United States Constitution, by the way. Everyone involved in this activity ought to be tried for high crimes, and if convicted, perp walked into their prison cells before the eyes of the world. In fact, do a Truman thing with them. You remember that movie, Truman? And keep cameras on them 24/7 so anyone interested can check in on them to watch them live out their sentence. And play the oath they took, read by General Patton's voice over the Star-Spangled Banner. 20 times a day. No, use the J6 Patriot prisoner singing the Star Spangled Banner interspersed with the Pledge of Allegiance recited by Donald Trump. Do that one. Yeah, that should do it. Except for those who participated in acts of murder, they should be executed by electric chair in a live stream event distributed for the whole world to see. Is anyone at all surprised to discover our CIA is conducting a color revolution against America? In truth, every color revolution is against America because it's against the Constitution, against its restrictions concerning the declaration of war. Attacking a country's elections or the regime what are the Chinese calling the way they're attacking us right now? Unconventional warfare. So I guess maybe we invented unconventional warfare. What do you think? I guess maybe we led the way in interfering with the elections of other countries. What do you think? I guess they developed their skill to the level of art using their tactics on all the other countries, and now they've turned them against ours. Hey, by the way, did you hear me, Mr. Xi Jinping? Putin, El Papa in Rome, Merkel in Germany, Boris in England. The guy ran his country like he combed his hair. Messing with a nation's sovereign procedure for transferring power is an act of war. Many of us have suspected the CIA was operating a color revolution on our soil, going all the way back as far as the JFK assassination.
When are you gonna wake up?
Yeah, when are you gonna wake up? Thank you. Thank you, Bob Dylan. Now we have real evidence the CIA is neck deep in a color revolution against America as founded. You know, years ago, Rush made that distinction. And it's a very useful one, especially now. These wicked people pretend they love America and it's all about preserving American democracy. Well, it's all a lie. They justify violating the Constitution as a necessary evil to protect democracy. How does that work? They interfere with our elections to protect democracy? They're a bunch of liars. A pack of hounds and wolves that are here only to steal, kill, and destroy. They're like their father, the devil, full of lies. The only democracy they want to protect is their own Democrat Party, Democrat Party, I like to call it these days. They want to establish a one-party government like every other dictatorship. There are Americans, and then there are Amerikanskis. There are patriots loyal to America as founded by the likes of George Washington et al., and then there are loyalists to the legacy of old King George of Britain, you know, the guy we fought for our liberties and independence. There are genuine freedom and liberty-loving Americans, and then there are those who are deeply embedded inside the American government, a virtual army of soldiers militantly attacking our freedoms and our liberties. They hate the concept of inalienable rights endowed by our Creator. Can't even shape their mouth around the words. And they want to replace God with government, well, with themselves, because it's not just any government. They will tolerate no power that is not controlled by them. The Americans doing this junk, the Amerikanskis doing this junk in the name of America, have been going on with this for many decades. Their version of America, the Obama version of America, envisions a land that is home to those who love bondage and tyranny. Those who follow them are inclined to be content to live as kept animals, eating the scraps thrown to them by the super elites, living in Schwab's little 20-minute cities, eating bugs for protein that provided by Bill Gates, and living vicariously through virtual reality gaming. It's like 100% 24/7 surveillance of these people, and their little enclaves, their little communities will provide the elites with ample entertainment when edited, while they pork out on pork ribs and filet mignon, sipping their wine while scheduling their next adrenochrome fix. Har har. Well, I don't know. What do you think about that? Okay, let's quit messing around. Let's get serious. Because seriously, friends, the CIA is pushing the insurrection myth as a disinformation campaign to direct attention away from the actual coup that has been underway since Obama lied his way into the White House. Bongino brought the receipts from one of his episodes this week, and our prayers, by the way, are with you, fearless one. Bongino's mother passed away, and his testimony about all that is actually very touching and very enlightening, too, by the way. You ought to give it a view and listen. Check it out when you get the chance. Here's the link in my notes, by the way. For subscribers, it's free. You get access to my notes and to a whole archive of brain massage shows. Judicial Watch filed what's called an FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. And they filed that with the DOJ, Department of Justice, to obtain ATF communications. The ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. But now it's alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. Anyway, the DOJ refused to honor the legal demand for the people's right to know what their government is doing with their tax dollars and in their name. So Judicial Watch sued the bums and won. They got 88 pages of Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, as I mentioned already, ironically still referred to as ATF. Heads up, by the way, it's one of the most corrupt government institutions in D.C. So Judicial Watch had to sue to force the DOJ to honor the law. Understand that every time Judicial Watch has to sue to get access to government records, it's because your government does not think you have a right to know what they're doing with your money and in your name. Well, that's because the government operates as a separate entity from the people. In fact, they've come to the place where they think they are the people. They function within the United States, but not subject to it or its laws. Your government today operates as an independent occupying force using your money to construct a prison in which you will be reduced to servitude by the almighty government that you feed. You're literally feeding the monster as it's eating you. These records include a series of text messages under the heading January 7 Intel Chain. They were exchanged on January 6. Two separate texts refer to CIA activity during the so-called insurrection. One states that, quote, two CIA bomb techs, end quote, were, quote, assisting with a pipe bomb scene on New Jersey and D Street Southeast, end quote. The timing of the texts and the day in which this exchange took place is a little bit strange. That's at the DNC headquarters, by the way, where inexplicably Vice President Harris was couriered from the Capitol. Yeah, during the J6 protests at the Capitol. Why was Kamala, however she says her name, why was Kamala taken from the Capitol to the DNC headquarters? Anyway, this is where a mysterious hooded guy walks over to a patrol officer and reports sighting a pipe bomb near the DNC headquarter building. Another text message says several CIA dog teams are on standby. Another text states that a command post is at Jersey and D Street Southeast. Huh. Clearly, CIA resources were deployed to engage in a civilian matter within the United States. And that's never supposed to happen, friend. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a huge breach of our trust in our government. It is a major breach of our Constitution. And not only are the ethics of those commanding this operation in question, but their loyalty to the Constitution itself is in question. Every single one participating in this with increasing responsibility and culpability as we move closer to the top are in contempt of the Constitution. Now, for the Bongino take on this, you know that the fearless one worked in these sorts of scenarios when he was in the FBI. Actually, he was working on a special security team guarding the president, people like that. In fact, he led some of these operations, securing an area for high-level state officials. At no point ever did he or anyone else, to his knowledge, ever ask for the intrusion or the involvement of the CIA in any domestic security concern, even when dealing with the security of POTUS. Never And Bongino emphasized this, that he never brought in CIA assets. You just don't do that. They were never supposed to operate on American soil. There is simply zero reason to have CIA assets activated during an event like this or anything else going on within the confines and the borders and the boundaries of America. And what it tells us is that this was a CIA operation. The Fearless One has demonstrated a very consistently accurate sense of what's going on, a very keen and accurate intuitive feel for what's going down, and so on, shaped, no doubt, in part, by his personal experience in that world, the whole cloak and dagger scene, you know. He has a highly developed sense of smell, you might say, and can sniff out a rat's nest of corruption when it's in the air. Anyway, Bongino practices what I call the Scheidbach protocol for what does not make sense. when something simply does not make sense when you look at it, well, you step back and you look again at what sense it does make. All these facts fit only one of a very limited number of possible scenarios. His choice is that, one, the J6 thing is a CIA operation. Two, they embedded federal agents within the protesters tasked with creating a disturbance they hoped would allow them to cast the Patriots as insurrectionists and pin that charge on Trump. And three, they had a backup plan. If they could not get the riot going as they hoped by their FBI and no doubt also CIA embedded instigators, well, they would then blow up the DNC and perhaps also the RNC, but to make it, you know, something sufficiently dramatic to get what they wanted out of it, that the American people would rise up in unison in anger against Trump and his followers, they needed to make the explosion at the DNC more interesting. And so, four, he believes they planned to blow up the DNC with Kamala present. Did they plan to kill Kamala and blame Trump and his MAGA supporters? Would they go that far? I think from all that we've seen, we would have to answer, well, yeah, that's very, very believable. And isn't it crazy that this whole thing is so totally believable? Now, raise your hand if you can see our CIA doing something just like this. Ah, okay, thank you. And I agree with Bongino. No other surmise comes close to incorporating all the facts and allows them to fit together so nicely into a coherent picture. Everything we know about how the CIA operates and has been operating for a lot of decades makes all of this more than plausible. The CIA has been and continues to operate as headquarters for the alternate government, the alt-America, sometimes called the shadow government, today called or referred to as the deep state. Okay, my dear friends, I'll have to stop right there, take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mass Controversy with Science and Scripture. Available wherever you buy your book. The Devil Beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Is your doctor for sale to Pfizer or whatever, to government, to bonuses and profit? Even CNN is expressing concern about physician bonuses being tied to something called RVUs. Now, that stands for relative value units. What does that mean? Well, that measures time spent with patients and the number of patients treated. This opinion piece from CNN points out that this raises, quote, ethical concerns, as they can directly influence the behaviors of physicians and tie in quality care directly with physician profit. Here's another article on this one from Healthcare Finance that tells us providers get greater reimbursement for a COVID vaccine. The article is very blunt. The author says the move is to support actions by hospitals and other entities to expand vaccination efforts, end quote. The money is expected to encourage, quote, growing vaccination sites, conducting patient outreach and education, and hiring additional staff, end quote. Remember all the noise about hospitals getting $40,000 for every COVID patient death? Right, neither do I. But here is an article that explains it all. You see, the hospitals were not getting paid the extra bonus money for the number of COVID patients that died. The incentive payments were tied to treatments provided to the patients, not to their deaths. So, you see, think about it. So the 40 grand was not tied to patients' death, only to the treatments insisted upon by Fauci et al. That we now know killed a huge number of those patients. You got to be kidding me. Do these people really believe we are so stupid? I mean, we are fully aware that we are dealing with intelligent devils, the sort that are incredibly skilled at lying and deceiving. I never expected any hospital administrator to say, hey, let's kill some people today so we can make some extra money. They're not that stupid. I've heard reports from whistleblowers, by the way, who in some of those meetings came out and reported that some administrators, in fact, admitted that the protocols were questionable. But nevertheless, they aggressively encouraged the use of those protocols in spite of the fact that so many were dying in circumstances that suggested the treatment was facilitating their demise. They wouldn't even stop and look at that or address that or entertain that question. And I've heard of administrators threatening to fire physicians who raised those questions in meetings or who dared to explain the risks to their patients or to offer alternative treatments. Yes, we know that went on. In fact, I know of one such physician. Her name is Sarah Green, a local heroine, really, and who was informed that she would be fired if she did not take what many very knowledgeable medical professionals were already then saying was a dangerous shot, very questionable, not tried, not proven. And now, for very good reason, they call it the clot shot or the death jab. Look, I've heard about good, well-respected physicians being threatened if they offered or even recommended any alternative treatments to the ones Fauci prescribed. So who made him everybody's doctor? This article is an obvious attempt to change the narrative, to get control of it, right? To turn it a little bit. They can't deny the huge incentive payments that were being received by the hospitals for following the Fauci protocol. So they argue a technicality. They say the incentives were not tied to the patients dying. The incentives were tied to patient treatment. Yeah, they really do think you're that stupid. Look, I don't remember thinking Fauci was so stupid, so idiotic, that he would tell the hospitals, hey, here's the deal. Kill some people, we'll give you some money. The question is, if the Fauci protocol was so effective, they wouldn't need to provide bonuses to get hospitals to use it. If it really was demonstrated or demonstrable that this was the best possible treatment to provide for a COVID patient, why the huge government bonuses to encourage them to use that specific treatment? Why not let the doctors closest to the patients make a judgment based on their knowledge and training and interaction with their own patient instead of having this huge money motive hanging over them or a money motivated hospital administrator kind of hanging a threat over their head? So anyway, for the record, I don't remember being told hospitals were receiving these bonuses for killing their patients. I do remember hospitals getting $40,000 when they followed the Fauci death protocol. You know, they gave them remdesivir, they got a little bit for that, and then stick them on a ventilator and they got some more for that. Why? If that was a valid protocol, why do you have to provide this ethically questionable motivation? Why do you have to introduce that into the equation? It's a fact that remdesivir is known to be associated with at least some, if not all, the side effects that produce the conditions that meet the Fauci protocol for putting the patient on a ventilator. We also know that many patients died on ventilators that now we know would very likely have survived if they had received early treatment with hydroxychloroquine or with ivermectin. And we know that they literally fabricated a fake study to discourage people from using hydroxychloroquine. These are the facts. That's what they did. And old Fauci, he quoted the study or made allusion to it. Look, get my book, Let My People Breathe, and get some education here. And also the monoclonal treatments that Florida was using so successfully. The concern about interjecting financial rewards for pushing certain treatments, raising ethical concerns, would totally apply here. If the CNN opinion author for the CNN opinion piece titled "These Bonuses for Doctors Create an Immoral Conflict," which establishes the legitimacy of questioning the bonuses tied to RVUs. Well, isn't it obvious the same concern should be raised when providing so huge a financial incentive for using a specific and very limited protocol. Instead of letting the doctor decide and letting the hospitals concentrate on serving their patients, instead of being subverted by this really very ugly and perverse financial incentive, it really is obvious, isn't it? Well, they're still at it. They're incentivizing giving the mRNA shot to, well, everyone, including children. They want to give it to everybody. You know, where cost benefit is not in favor of getting the shot, they want to just ignore all that and go ahead and just give the shot to everybody. Look, here's a doctor who testifies that it's not long COVID, it's long vax. Link here in my notes. He is an expert in treating COVID survivors. He sees about 1,200 patients. He tells us that 70% of his patients suffering the symptoms associated with long COVID did not have those symptoms until after they received the vaccine. There's this, he said, constant burying of the role of the vaccine in what's befallen society, end quote. Hundreds of medical professionals are upset about all this, and their voices have been stifled, buried. Now they're beginning to get their message to the American people, and thank God for that. I'm not going to get to the alien invasion, as I hoped. I'll address that, the Lord willing, Saturday night during Brain Massage Live. I do a live stream of a kind of brain massage show on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night, 8 o'clock. I spoke about the disturbing increase in black-on-white crime in my Thursday night episode of the Brain Massage Live. And I really would encourage you to go listen to that and view that. I wanted to present it to my wider radio podcast audience, but I'm not going to have time right now. I'll say this much. Friend, don't be fooled. Don't bite the race bait. They're trying to bait you into race wars. I've got links here to about 6 videos that have all come out lately showing brutal, deeply troubling behavior for some very evil, I mean, almost certainly demonically controlled people. And that doesn't excuse them, by the way. They love darkness more than light, and they're listening to these wicked lies that justify their evil behavior. But the categories in which to view these videos is not black and white. The categories are right and wrong. Righteous behavior versus wicked behavior. It's not about the color of anyone's skin. It's about the content of their character. Just like Martin Luther told us, those wanting to destroy America want us to hate each other. They want us divided over race, color, instead of over right and wrong. They want us to judge others in groups and not take one another as individuals. It's a very wicked and unchristian thing to do, my friend. So let me conclude with a few remarks on the issue of Christian nationalism. It's a device intended to divide us further. The wicked rulers of this country want us to look suspiciously at anyone in the category of the MAGA movement, and particularly at anyone who supports Trump. That's just evil and wicked. And that's because Trump represents traditional American ideals like God and country patriotism. That's the people that are attracted to him. You know, providing for your own first, especially those of your own household or your own country. America first. Others, yes, but America first. That's what the Bible says. God defined the borders of his own people and jealously provided for protecting those borders and maintaining the ancient landmarks. Don't move them. God gives us inalienable rights, not government. We believe in innocent until proven guilty. We still believe that. All these things arise from our Christian culture and heritage. None of this comes from secularism or humanism. The reason we call America a Christian nation is because it was founded on biblical principles and precepts. Our laws and customs were shaped by biblical values. And so long as we lived within those guidelines, within those values, we prospered. But insofar as we have departed from them, we have come to misery and near ruin. It's obvious to anyone trying to feed their family today, who actually depends on working for a living, that the system in place right now by the secularist, by the anti-Christian crowd, by the anti-God crowd, that those heathen that rage against the rule of Christ, that now run our government, who mock and despise our Christian faith. Well, just look at the fruit of what they've produced, and that tells you all you need to know. The Christians must rise up and take this nation out of the hands of these wicked rulers and return it to the hands of righteous. I believe in Christian nationalism if it's a movement to restore the influence of Christian ideals, precepts, and principles on our culture, our politics, our manners, and our customs. I have lit the lamps of the Church of Belfry Arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline by dialing 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. I'll be in my pulpit tomorrow and look forward to meeting you. If we haven't had that privilege or that opportunity, come on by. I'll see you in church.